In the 1930s and 40s, the big band sound was an important part of the musical landscape. Swing and jazz bands and orchestras ruled the day. It cost a lot to keep them on the road, and they have all but disappeared. One of the world's leading jazz musicians is hoping to do something about that, and he's predicting the renaissance of the big band sound. The BBC's arts correspondent, Mark Coles, prepared this report.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra playing Sea Jam Blues from a time when jazz orchestras, big bands, big sounds were all the rage. Ellington, Mingus, Count Basie, Benny Goodman, Gil Evans, Dizzy Gillespie and scores more, building, maintaining, recording and touring their big bands. That was then. Today, with a few notable exceptions, big bands are a rarity. In the world of record company profit margins and with jazz sidelined to a minority music, most jazz musicians these days have to settle for touring and recording in small group format, or even solo. The South African musician Abdullah Ibrahim is one of the world's top jazz pianists. Internationally acclaimed for his haunting, evocative solo piano works, he remembers the big band period with great affection. It was the sound of his youth, he says.
Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Monk, Max Roach. Unbelievable.
In the early 1960s, he was spotted by Ellington himself, who sponsored a recording session and helped him move to America. Exiled under apartheid for the best part of three decades, he went on to become one of the world's leading composers and jazz innovators. Back home, becoming a legend, one of the voices of Black South Africa. His latest venture sees him, in a sense, revisiting the past, at least the big band sound of his youth. A new record released later this month, as well as a concert at London's Barbican, sees him collaborating with the world's longest surviving radio big band, the famous NDR Big Band, a classic jazz orchestra based on the Duke Ellington model. For Abdullah Ibrahim, the project is a dream come true.
Well, as a composer, everybody's dream that you might be able to have a big band at your disposal. Unbelievable. Big band is really one of the most vibrant and important modules that one can use.
So taken has he become with the sound, in South Africa he's now formed his own big band there too. The time has come, he says, for a big band renaissance.
I think what has happened is that social activities or society has changed. To see the big band of those years were actually dance bands. This was before disco, and it was also a community event. I think there's a possibility to have a viable big band come back. So we want to do this in South Africa.
Today, just as before, even when in exile, South Africa remains the focus of his musical attention. It's what his music is all about, he says.
There's some dynamic happening there that is not generally reported, you see, which is unbelievable. The sense of accomplishment and what it is possible still to do. It's almost like, hey, we're just starting.
That report was prepared by the BBC's Mark Coles.